This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Let's spend a few minutes talking about local politics. Petitions have been submitted, and between now and the May 18th primary, we'll be working to introduce our listeners to what they need to know going into the primaries.
And it's already shaping up to be a pretty interesting municipal primary season, if you can say that. And maybe you need to be someone who really loves, loves, loves politics for that, but we do. So some of the races I think that we're watching that are really interesting, Bethlehem City Council race, there's four open seats. Five folks have submitted petitions to get on the ballot for that. And interestingly, four of them are women. All of them are Democrats. And unless a third-party candidate throws their hat in the ring later this summer to get on the November ballot, this race is going to be decided by Democrats on May 18th. So that's one race that popped out at me that I thought was really interesting. In Allentown, we're seeing some really interesting trends on diversity and representation of the communities of Allentown. So the five challengers expected to face off against Mayor Ray O'Connell, all of them are African-American, Hispanic, or of Latino heritage. And that's, you know, so we could see a new mayor in Allentown that represents a city that is 70% represented by those populations. In city council, about half of the candidates are African-American or Latino, and there's even one Syrian-American immigrant on the ballot, all Democrats. In the Allentown school board race, all but one of the candidates are people of color. So we're really seeing a sort of shift in the demographic trends for the election upcoming in Allentown.
So when it comes to COVID-19 and vaccinations, the news was mostly good this week.
I would even go so far as to say uplifting, Brad. It was an uplifting week in the year anniversary of the first cases and things beginning to shut down due to COVID-19. One thing was the new CDC guidelines, which we all heard about, lightening up some restrictions, new guidelines for folks who've been vaccinated. And here in the Lehigh Valley, the Morning Call just reporting that Graysdale is going to be opening up, it's planning to be opening up to visitors a little later in the spring. It's been a year since they've been able to do that. Some local hospital networks are also beginning to allow visitors to come back onto the premises. So that's really a change from where we have lived and the reality that we've lived in COVID-19 this whole past year.
Being able to visit elderly relatives and patients in the hospital, these are huge steps forward.
And LVHN just this week had its largest vaccine clinic ever, inoculating thousands of people in a drive-through clinic. And even teachers are now in line to get shots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And local schools are starting to talk about reopening or maybe bringing more children back more days a week.
But having said all that, we're still in Category 1A in terms of who's eligible for vaccination. And I still hear stories, at least anecdotally, of people trying to get vaccinations. It's still a struggle to get the shot.
That's definitely true. I think what we're seeing is kind of glimmers of hope on the horizon. For right now, the vaccine rollout is still pretty clunky. It's hard, especially if you are not particularly internet savvy, even if you're in a group that qualifies for a vaccine right now, to get one of those appointments.
Well, speaking of looking forward, I had a fascinating conversation on Wednesday with Megan Frank, a reporter for PBS 39 and WLVR, about her documentary project on women and the space program. That streamed on PBS39.org on Wednesday, and it's still available to watch, right?
That's right. And I watched that with my 12-year-old daughter, Brad, and it was just crackerjack. Really interesting ties between the space industry and the different industries here in the Lehigh Valley, and lots of great interviews with female scientists. And it's all part of a larger documentary that Megan Frank is producing that's going to come out later this spring. So maybe the whole theme of the week is uplifting, if you get what I mean, Brad.
I see what you're doing there. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, as always, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.com. www.municipalpolitics.org.